We are learning Masechtas Nozi Daf Yudal Amud Beis, and we're starting 9 lines from the top of the Amud. Nitma b'yoyim Gidol Sar. Now, what does Gidol Sar mean? What it means is like this. If you say, Harei Nozi Shloishim Yoyim, I'm a regular Nozi, I'll be 30 days Nozi. After 20 days, he had a robbery, and the listim tied him up, and they shaved his head. Forced him to shave his head. So now, he's in the middle of a Zaziris, and he can't take a haircut after 10 days, because Halacha is that your haircut has to be after 30 days. And in order to bring the kabbonis, part of the process of bringing the kabbonis is the taglachas. You take the hair, you put it under the karbana, under the shlomim. So it's part of the process of tahira, the process of finishing up in Aziris is the giluach with the kabbonis. So here, you can't take a giluach. So what you do is, you're in those 30 days. After those 30 days, you now have a way another 20 days that you're waiting to cut your hair, and until that time, you can't do any of the surma. Or nazir can't do. You can't drink wine, can't tamal mason, because you still didn't bring your carbon yet, and you're waiting for your hair to grow in to bring the kabbonis. Now, what happens if you become tamei b'yoyim gidol sar? Now, Tais already bavarns a question. Why is it b'yoyim gidol sar? It should be yimei gidol sar. In this case, we just gave. You have another 20 days. You have to grow your hair. Just like I said before, b'mei chalutoi, b'mei tzeratoi, it said. Why here doesn't say Moshe b'mei? Taisus answers, because it's possible that the whole Gidol Sar is one day. For example, one day into Yeniziris, the robbers came and shaved your head. So all you have to do is wait one more day. So it's possible to be the Gidol Sar to be one day, possibly 29 days. How long it could be. But it's possible b'yoyim, just says b'yoyim. By mei tzeratoi, it's always at least a week, because that's how long it takes for tzeras, at least a week. It's more than a week, actually, but at least a week has to be, therefore it says, b'mei tzerata. Now, nitma b'yoyim gidol sar. So in the days that he's finished his aziris, but he's growing his hair, what's the halacha? You become tamei. Is it soisi hol aziris or not? It's a good question, no? Are you soisi hol aziris or not? Rav Omar, ain't a soisi. Rav says it's not soisi, filu Rav Yechon and tamei soisi. Infi Rav Yechon said before, that it's chod an aziris by b'noi, and because the middle of Aziris is Soiser, here he'll agree it's Ein Soiser. Why? Hani mili heka de koyib in Aziris. That's only if it's in Aziris. Gidol Sar, Mishm Azirisu. Gidol Sar is after you finish in Aziris. There's no stira there. If you become Tomei there, there's no stira. There won't be any stira there. That's what Rav Yechanan holds. Rav holds. Even fear of Yechanan, sorry, that's what Rav holds. Even fear of Yechanan was Makbe before that Soiser, he'll be Maskim. Shmuel says the punk fakat. Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel Amar soisa filler ashlokish dama in soiser hasam shtein naziris hadachal naziris. Here it's one long naziris. So Shmuel says the opposite. Here it's one long naziris, and since he's in the middle of a naziris, he becomes tamei. He's definitely soiser. That's what he says. So Gemara says. So because that's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That's machlokes. Amar Rav Chista. Hakol moedim shem kiddush sar bedam ein lo itakono. Rav Chista comes with another halacha that if after you izarik the dam already on the kabbonis before the giluach kiddush sar is called the giluach. So it's called really kiddush sar. The lashon when you grow your hair, the pasuk calls it the kiddush roishay. So here he became tamei before he cut his hair. After the kabbonis, the halacha is in letakana. What the Gemara thought right now means is that now he'll be a nazir la'olam. Why? The Gemara had three hanachas right now. First of all, the Gemara had hanacha that we're at a giluach, it's ma'akev, all your isuri nazir, you cannot start drinking wine and tamal mesim until your giluach. That was hanacha number one. Hanacha number two is that giluach can be only if you're tar, not if you're tamei. And number three, that Giluach Dafka happens with the Kabbonis. Here the problem was,
when is it supposed to happen in the process?
After you bring the three Kabbonis, you do Giluach. After you do the Kabbonis. So here, he brought the Kabbonis, he was Zarek the Dam, he really got a Kapara, but he didn't do Giluach yet. Then he became Tameh. So we're saying, Eilat Takana. Why? Because the Hanukkah is that without the Giluach, you can't start drinking wine. And you can't do a Giluach till you come Tar, which is a week later. And a week later, you can't bring Kabbonis anymore because the Kabbonis already brought today. You can't bring Kabbonis twice. So therefore, right now, Eilat Takana. As Gemara said, Hakol Moedim Shem Kiddush Sar Badam, Eilat Takana. So Gemara says, Libra Demat, who are going according to? Ia Libra Derav Eliezer, Kimin da omar teglachas ma'akeves toich meloyesi v'listo. He says, I don't understand. Who going kunt? Rabbi Eliezer holds that taglachas is ma'akev to drink wine, like one of our harnachas. He holds like that. So then, it's ki'ilu nitma before the avayas kabonoisav, which is b'soich meloyes. And the loch is that you have to bring the kabonos again. That's the loch. It's not soich the whole naziris, but you have, like Rabbi Eliezer says before, that it means soisa shiva. You have to wait 7 days and bring the kabbalas again. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the taglachas is ma'akiv, so you're still in middle malois. If you're middle malois, so you became tamim malois, you have to bring the kabbalas again. You have to bring the kabbalas again. Like Taisa explains, when you have finished your 30 days of naziris, which means including growing here, we had a machlekes, was halach above blessing, you finish your full naziris. Your full 30 days of naziris. And on the 31st day, before you brought the kabbalas, you become tame. So that, it's only Soysa Shiva. That's only Soysa 7 days. So here, the halacha is that if you became Tommy before the Taglachas, your Taglachas is Ma'keves, the process. So then, you're Toich Malois, and you have to wait 7 days and bring the Kabbalas again. So what's Rav Chisda talking about? You have a Tekona. Next week, you bring Kabbalas. Ella, Libra, the Rabbanon, Amri. So Libra, Rabbanon, the problem is like this. Amri, Taglachas, the Ma'keves. Taglachas is not Ma'akev. You brought the Kabbalas. So good, Taglachas has to be when you're tar, but what's the problem? You brought the kabbonis, it's not ma'akiv, you can start drinking wine already. Mar says the right. And really, it's not ma'akiv. So you really brought the kabbonis, you're good to go. Ma'ilin takana, ein loy takana le mitzvahs geluach. You're not going to get the ultimate mitzvah of the geluach. The right way to do the mitzvahs geluach is to do it together with the garban. Since you brought the kabbonis already, so therefore you mutter lishas yai now without the glachas, and you might have to now wait a week maybe to do a taglachas if you hold you need a taglachas while you're tar. But upon him, you already can start drinking wine because you already finished your process. It wasn't in the takana. You won't do the ultimate mitzvah of bringing kabbonis together with the geluach. Ele mitzvah is geluach. So what's that called moedim then? And said over here, Roman Chista, called moedim, shemkidis saravadam, ele takana. What's that called moedim? And Tosfos explains, going back on Rav v'Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel both argue by Nitva v'Yom Gidol Sar Soiser. Here, everyone is Moida, that's not Soiser. It's not Soiser. It's Gilu, you already Megaleach, it's not Soiser, because since you brought the Kabbalas ready, he had become Tomei, everyone will agree, even though you weren't Megaleach yet, still it will not be Soiser. That's what the means are called Moida. So bottom line, Elan Tekona means you won't get mitzvahs, the ultimate mitzvahs Giluach. Om Rav Yesi Barav Chanina. Nozer Shekol Lo Yomav. Nozer that finished his 30 days of Naziris, but he didn't bring his Kabbalas yet. He didn't bring his Kabbalas yet, and he didn't do the Taglachas yet. What's the halacha? Loika ala tuma, if he becomes Tommy now, he gets Malkus. He still has the laugh. Ve'ena loika ala taglachas, well, yain. But he does not get Malkus on taglachas or wine. That's what Rabbi Yesi says. Mor has a kasha. Maishta tuma, the loki, the omakro, the pasuk says, kol yimei aziru l'Hashem. And Lashon Kol Yimei Zira Hashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi. The post says you shouldn't become Tamei. Kol Yimei Zira Hashem Al Meis Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi. Kol is Marba Yom Shachem Alois. After you finished your 30 days, even then Kol makes this still alive. L'Rav is Yom Shachem Alois. Yom Shachem Alois. Yehochi, if you darshin Kol Ataglachas Nami Lechayev Da Omak Rachman. The pasuk says Kol Yimei Neder Nizroi Tar Lo Yavar Al Roishoy. So this is Kol there also. So why don't we say lasois yomim shlach amalois yomim shvem amalois v'su legabe that's the gabe tar legabe wine the same thing v'su it says in the pasuk kol yimei nizroi mekolash yasme gefen ayayim mechaytan v'dizag lo yorichal so it says kol also so lasois yomim shlach amalois yomim shvem amalois so why by tuma do you darish and kol and by these things you don't darish and kol the more answer is shani hachol dam rachmano the pasuk says and the pasuk says lashon a funny interesting lashon. V'timei roish nizroi. That's what it says. Chiyomus meis alav pesapisoim. V'timei roish nizroi. What's roish nizroi? Zok the Gemara, the drasha like this. Mishin nizroi taluloi b'roishoi. That, what does that mean? That the only thing left is, the maisa for you to do left is, your head. Like Tosfos explains, Tosfos is printed on base. For shomuloi. Shomu, you already finished Maziris. El ein loi adai Naziris el b'roishoi. Shloi gilach. Oz loi kalatom. You'll be like al tumah when it's roish nizrei, when it's all that's left is roish nizrei. That is when you will get malchus. It's a pasuk zeres akasov from the word tumah. Not dashing kol anymore. That's not kol. The drasha is v'timei roish nizrei. That therefore You get the you get malchus on that. Because there, it's matzah that we're talking about, when a matzah, where the whole thing that's left is the Rosh Nizrei. And like Tosfos explains, even though you didn't bring your kabbanis yet either, so what does it mean the only thing left is Rosh Nizrei? It means the only thing left by Gufay is the Rosh Nizrei. So like upon him, that's what Vyasi Drasha. Meisvei, that's what Kashmir. First, the Brayis is not like that. Meisvei, Nozer Shkolo Yomov, a Nozer that finished up its days of Nazirus, also the Galech, Kemi Galech, which is Yayin drink wine, but Talon Meisim. Okay, that's universal, that's sure, also. But see like this, Vim Gilech, Vishos Yayin, Vitel Meisim, Rezir Soifix Arboim, Tagia Malkus, Mistoma from the Rosh of Karl, Tiofta, Taka Kasha on the Rabbi Yosi, that all three things before Zrikas Damim, the halacha is, before all three things that you do, you'll get Malkus. But after Zrikas Damim, then it's a mitzvah to Megalech, and even the halacha is, actually, Mordechai asked for what's the process. The process is you do the Galeach after three kabbanas, but if you do it after one, you yaitza. So it means after one Zrikas Damim already, you'll have to be Megalech already. And really, you're mutter in all the kabbalas if you want on the yama, because yotzah after one coming gilach al achim stostom yotzah. But before any kabbalas, even after 30 days, if someone is over one of the suri nazar, which is yayin or taglakas or tumal mesim, he'll get malchus, and it's a tiyufta the Rabbi Yosi who said that you only chayiv on tumah.